Radio St. Pete was live this morning at Tropicana Field, where there was an air of celebration. The definitive agreement announcement for the building of a new stadium and development of the 86-acre Tropicana Field historic gas plant site in St. Petersburg. Representatives of the team, the city, the county, the developer, and the community all spoke. Beginning with the principal owner of the Tampa Bay Rays, Stu Sternberg.
Oh, 08, 10, 11, 12, 11, 13, 19, 20, 21, 22, now 20, 23. It's five going. It's crazy, crazy. So I'm here today to announce a brand new ballpark on the waterfront with a sale. It's 2007 is well in the past. We're up to 2023 now. 18 months ago, Mayor Welch said to me he wanted St. Pete and Pinellas County back in the game. 1 year ago, the city released a request for proposals for the historic gas plant district, insisting that it include a new Rays ballpark. Inspired by the mayor's vision for St. Petersburg, one of inclusive progress and bolstered by world-class partners, including but not limited to Populous, Heinz, Gensler, Goldman Sachs, Storen, Best Source, and our local historian, Ms. Gwendolyn Reese. We put together a plan to build a best-in-class ballpark and surrounding development. In January of this year, Mayor Welch chose that Heinz Rays proposal. Today, we celebrate coming to terms on an agreement to make that plan a reality. Major League Baseball is here to stay right here. Well, technically, it's in the parking lots across the way, but just beyond the scoreboard and Booker Creek, but it's here. It's here. It has not been an easy road. While our commitment to remain in Tampa Bay has been steadfast, the journey has been a bumpy one. 18 years ago, one of the first things I said upon becoming the owner of the then Devil Rays was that we wouldn't be playing in Tropicana Field in 2027. Well, I was certainly wrong about that. Though, as you all know, things don't always progress in a straight line. We have all been very fortunate. This region, and especially this city, are growing up around us and are better equipped to support an MLB Major League Baseball team. Over time, we will celebrate the uniqueness of our pavilion design, the possibilities for concerts, festivals, graduations, and so many other events. There is plenty of time to digest the possibilities inherent in the dozens of acres surrounding the development. So today, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you, Mayor Welch, for your leadership of this great city that I call home. Thank you for representing our constituents so vigorously, and thank you for pushing this project to be all that St. Petersburg deserves. Thank you, Chair Gabbard and the City Council, who have stood by us through thick and thin. You have put the community first and have helped us to do the same along the way. Thank you, Chair Long, and the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners for staying involved and recognizing the value that comes with being one of only 26 places with Major League Baseball. Thank you to all the former residents of the Gas Plant District for engaging with us, sharing your memories, and expressing your wishes for a site that you once called home. Thank you to the business community for driving our local economy forward and giving us the confidence to bind our futures together. Thank you to the beach communities and to all our partners in the attraction business for continuing to drive tourism to unprecedented levels, benefiting all of us. And most of all, thank you to our community partners, sponsors, the fans of the Tampa Bay Rays. Thank you for your business. Thank you for your loyalty. And thank you for caring so much about this team. Baseball has the power to connect people, to connect communities, and to inspire us. Today, I am inspired. I am inspired the cooperation of a city and county determined to jointly see this project through. I am inspired by a team of caring experts that has assembled this incredible plan for our shared future together. The legacy of this project will last long after many of us are gone. But I promise you this, we will work diligently and thoughtfully to make certain that this is a project of which we will all be proud of. We are celebrating our 25th anniversary as a ball club. A generational fan base is taking root. And today, we take a huge step forwards, ensuring that the Rays fans will be here in Tampa Bay for generations and generations to come. Our organization's mission is to energize the community through the magic of Rays baseball. We are sincerely grateful to be able to do that right here in our home for generations to come. Thank you.
Mayor Ken Welch.
All right. Good morning. How are y'all doing? Thank you, Stu. And today is a day of celebration for our community as the City of St. Petersburg and our Pinellas County partners announce our agreement with the Heinz Rays Group for the redevelopment of this site, the historic gas plant district, including a new home for our Rays. Today, we take a significant step towards honoring the promises made to the gas plant community some 40 years ago when I was a young man, Commissioner Justice. Promises of opportunity in employment, in housing, and economic development. Today, we celebrate the power of partnership and our focus on inclusive progress for our entire community based on our shared priorities for the City of St. Petersburg, for Pinellas County, for our Heinz partners, and for our Tampa Bay Rays. And we're excited to say that the Rays are here to stay. Today, we also honor the history of this place. Behind me is the very place where I, as a young man, worshiped at Prayer Tower Church of God in Christ, attended Sunday school, learned to be a decent musician. My story is a story of thousands who lived and worked and worshiped in this place, in this neighborhood. That community was promised a stake in the economic benefits that would come from the redevelopment of this land. And the agreement that we have forged with the Heinz Rays Group will finally honor that promise. The jobs, housing, office space, along with the opportunities for partnering with businesses that drive our economy, as well as the new businesses that will be attracted to this world-class development, will fuel our economy, create inclusive business opportunities, and be a catalyst for progress in St. Petersburg and Pinellas County for decades to come. As your mayor, I've never doubted that this day would come. First, because of my faith that was nurtured in this very place. But secondly, because I believe in our community and in the quality and vision of our leadership and our partners. We are so much stronger when we can work together. So I want to say thank you to our city team, led by City Administrator Rob Gertis, Assistant City Administrator Tom Green, City Development Administrator James Corbin, and Economic Development Director Brian Capers, as well as our legal team that kept us in line, City Attorney Jackie Kovalarich and Assistant City Attorney McCall Dyer, and the entire team. I can't name them all because I only have 5 minutes. But all the city team, please just raise your hands and be acknowledged. Thank you to our county partners. The City of St. Pete cannot do this alone. So I want to thank our county partners who've been with us since day one, including City Administrator Barry Burton and your team, Commission Chair Janet Long, and all of our county commissioners who are with us today, and our TDC members, for working with us in a spirit of collaboration. Our City Council is a key partner as well, and they will have final approval of the development agreements that come forward. I want to say thank you to City Council Chair Brandy Gabbard, Vice Chair Deborah Fig Sanders, if you would just raise your hands, council members. Council Member Copley Gertis from the famed West Side. Council Member Lisette Hanowitz. Council Member John Muhammad. Council Member Ed Montaneri. And Council Member Gina Driscoll. Thank you all for your collaboration and input as we shape this agreement. And I believe this agreement meets our city's collective priorities. And I want to say thank you to all the previous business and community leaders who successfully pursued baseball for the Bay Area and for St. Petersburg. Thank you to our community who showed up in person and virtually, more than 2,000 in our community conversations alone, to help shape what progress should look like for the historic gas plant. And finally, to our Hines Tampa Bay Rays partners, including Rays owner Stu Sternberg, Presidents Matt Silverman and Brian Ald, and Chairman and CEO Jeff Hines, and your team. Thank you for your partnership, for working with our team to build a shared vision for the historic gas plant, for embracing the history of this place, for building a plan that benefits our entire community and honors the promises to the Black community that for decades have been a dream deferred. For the descendants of the historic gas plant and for everyone in St. Pete, that dream is no longer deferred, but it will soon become a reality as we embark upon the work of implementing our 21st century vision for equitable economic development on this sacred land. This is what the community was promised. This is what business and civic leaders over decades have hoped for. And this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay. God bless you.
On behalf of the Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners, I am so excited that the Rays are here to stay, finally! This is truly a historic moment for our county. It was an impressive team effort, and we are thrilled to be partners with the City of St. Pete and the Rays. It could not be a better or more collaborative partnership. The entire County Commission thanks Mayor Welch, the City of St. Petersburg City Council, Stu Sternberg, Brian Ald, and Matt Silverman, and all of the Rays, and especially Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, for remaining engaged and finding a way to achieve greater economic prosperity and quality of life for all of the citizens of Pinellas County and all of our visitors. Again, I especially want to thank my colleagues on the County Commission, Vice Chair Kathleen Peters, Renee Flowers, Brian Scott, Commissioner Latvalen, Commissioner Eggers, and Justice. Thank you all so much, and to our County Administrator and our Tourist Development Council for all of their efforts to get us to this point that we are here today. It was a collaborative process. Pinellas County is now a true sports destination. In addition to the Rays and Major League Baseball, we are so proud of hosting the Valspar Championship, the Firestone Grand Prix, and spring training, which generate millions of dollars for local businesses through visitor spending. Beyond baseball, we have our beautiful beaches. As a leader in tourism, we know visitors want the total experience, baseball and beaches. We've got both, and we will make the... We will make the investments to keep us a world-class paid for from the bed tax, the hotel bed tax. Investing in projects like this new stadium has an impact throughout the entire county by creating jobs, new county sales tax, and additional hotel bed taxes. This is an unprecedented opportunity and huge economic success, including workforce and quality of life potential for all of our residents. You may not know that this new stadium will create at least 4,500 construction jobs and more than 15,000 annual jobs throughout Pinellas County. This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports. We're excited that the Rays are finally here to stay. They are committed, and we are committed as well. This is the largest economic development project in this county's history. It goes without saying how proud we are to be a part of creating a new venue for Pinellas County families to enjoy for generations to come. And by the way, and certainly not as an afterthought, I want you to know that the Rays are the best corporate citizens in our county, our region, and our state. What they do for our community and our kids is amazing, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts to yours. Thank you all for coming out today and supporting this partnership. Our hometown team is playoff bound again, 5 straight years in a row. They deserve our support, so tell all your friends to come and watch and support us as we make our way to the World Series. Go Rays!
Well, good morning, St. Petersburg. Good morning, baseball fans. Well, I just want to first say thank you to the Rays and Mayor Welch for the opportunity to speak to you on behalf of St. Petersburg City Council. For over 100 years, this City Council has been instrumental not only in bringing baseball to St. Petersburg, but in making sure that it remains a critical part of our culture and the fabric of our city. While not always easy, and certainly not always popular, St. Petersburg City Council has taken hard votes over the years, all of which have brought us here today. Most recently, our council took a stand in 2021 when we chose to press the pause button to ensure that every possible avenue was being explored as a means to keep the Rays right here in St. Petersburg. I'm proud to say, as a member of council during that time when that decision was made, I know we are here today because of it. I want to thank Commissioner Dave Edgars and Councilmember Ed Montaneri and the current and former council members who served during that time for the forethought and the bold moves that ensured open dialogue would continue. While we gather to celebrate the fact that we are one step closer to ensuring Major League Baseball will be cemented in our city for decades to come, we know, as Mayor Welch alluded to, that there will be many, many votes ahead for years to come, and that just like in the past, not all votes will be easy. And there will surely be lively debate, which there often is, and not always a unanimous decision on everything. But that is how we move forward into progress, collectively using everyone's voice, everyone's opinions, and making sure that we are representing every resident who will benefit and invest in this development. While today is an exciting day for our city, we cannot lose sight of what this means to future generations. Now, I'm going to assure you, as a baseball mom, I am going to go home tonight, and actually, we're going to come right here, and we're going to watch the Rays play, and we are going to celebrate that my son's favorite team gets to stay in this city for decades to come. However, the council member in me knows that this is more than just baseball. This is what it means to our community. It's about the promises that were broken that we now have an obligation to deliver on. It's about the economic progress for all, focused on righting the wrongs of the past. And it is about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to steward the largest redevelopment our city will ever see, and the creation of an entirely new and diverse community in the middle of what we all know is a built-out, dense coastal community. The possibilities are endless, and the responsibility is immense. It will take bold moves and creative vision, and that work begins here today. I want to thank the administration and our county partners for the discreet and skillful nature of which you have handled the last 18 months. Those ongoing negotiations have been critical to getting us to this place. And I said it privately, but I'm going to say it publicly because I think when we tell people things, we should say it out loud so the world can hear. Rob Gerdes and Barry Burton, our community owes the two of you a debt of gratitude that we will never be able to repay. And I want to thank you both. And finally, I just want to say to Mr. Sternberg, Mr. Ault, Mr. Silverman, and everyone at the Rays, thank you for choosing St. Petersburg. And thank you for the continued partnership that I know we will have as we work together for the betterment of our city and the future that lies before us. Raise up!
Please welcome Chairman and Co-Chief Executive Officer of Hines, Jeff Hines.
Well, thank you to Mayor Welch, the Rays, the city of St. Petersburg, and Pinellas County, and to all those who are a part of this exciting journey. On behalf of all of us at Hines, I stand before you with immense pride and excitement about this city-defining project. It is a privilege for Hines, in partnership with the Tampa Bay Rays, to bring our vision to life for a vibrant, placemaking, mixed-use village that will surround the state-of-the-art new ballpark. Our journey with the Tampa Bay Rays began 15 years ago over dinner and a basketball game. From that moment on, our commitment and passion for this project has run deep. I want to acknowledge the pivotal role played by Michael Harrison of Hines and the Rays executive team, Brian Ault, Matt Silverman, Melanie Lentz, in shaping the course of this project. This monumental occasion has been a long time coming, and we are grateful for the partnership. Drawing on Hines's 65-year history of excellence in real estate investment, development, and management, together with the Rays' 25-year history in St. Petersburg, we have assembled a highly experienced, best-in-class team that will draw on the global, regional, and local resources to meet and exceed the long-term objectives for the city. Hines has a proven track record of developing large-scale, multi-phase projects that serve as a centerpiece for their communities. And we are honored to bring that experience to the city of St. Petersburg. The historic gas plant district is currently the largest project underway at Hines. Our primary goal is to create a transformative, community-focused project that will become St. Petersburg's next great place to live, work, and play for everyone, as well as one of the most exciting mixed-use projects in the world. We have full confidence that this project will create an environment that enriches and elevates the entire city of St. Petersburg. Each development team member is deeply committed to helping cities and communities thrive by taking intentional and proactive steps to address diversity, equity, and inclusion. St. Petersburg is a wonderful and diverse city, and we will work diligently to ensure that this mixed-use village becomes a catalyst for economic growth, job creation, and business opportunities for all groups. We recognize the tremendous opportunity that is in front of us to create a world-class destination. Our commitment lies in honoring the historic gas plant district's history and legacy while breathing new life into the district and elevating the surrounding communities. This project is about shaping the future of this remarkable city and its people. We look forward to working hand in hand with the city, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the community to make this vision a reality. Thank you.
Please welcome President and CEO of Best Source Consulting, Andrick Fraser.
Good morning, St. Petersburg. Here to stay. Early on in the RFP response process, the Hans Historic Gas Plant Partnership team had to ask itself, what would make this historic 86 acres a place where everyone felt like they were accepted, valued, and provided equitable opportunity to stay and be a part of progress in this great community? The City of St. Pete's 23 guiding principles, as laid out in the RFP, provided the necessary framework towards the path of creating a home where everyone has the means, infrastructure, and tools to stay. Our intentional equity program for the redevelopment of the historic gas plant district focuses on sustainable processes that will create a talent pipeline from early childhood education through workforce alignment and employment to high quality affordable residential rental and affordable home ownership opportunities to successful entrepreneurship creation through small business generation and growth. This all begins with the Hans Historic Gas Plant Partnership's $50 million investment for intentional equity to South St. Pete and the commitment of at least $500 million in supplier diversity spend. This will be direct investments. Thank you. This will be direct investments into current community infrastructures in South St. Pete, such as the Enoch Davis Center, new programs that focus on supporting business incubation, ownership, and workforce placement for minority, small, and women-owned businesses throughout organizations, such as the Tampa Bay Black Investment Corporation, Pinellas Technical College, and One Community. Offsite affordable housing ownership models in partnership with entities such as the City of St. Pete, Boley Centers, and the Pinellas County Urban League. An investment in preserving the rich and historic Black legacy of the City of St. Pete through funding and placement of the Woodson African American Museum. Back in November, I reached out to one of St. Pete's own, Will Packer, not to pitch a new reality TV show or to ask for an audition on Think Like a Man 3. I am available, though, if you need me. But to ask a very serious question. In the past, what has made it difficult for St. Pete to retain its talented youth? Will provided me with two things that were missing in the past. The first was opportunity, and the second was creating an environment where all the forward-thinking artists, entrepreneurs, and visionaries, the cool kids, wanted to be. 20 years from now, we should evaluate the success of this project, but not solely on how many championships the Rays have won, Stu, or how many Fortune 500 companies have called the historic gas plant home, but on how many kids from Campbell Park and Melrose Elementaries are business owners, tenants, and residents of the historic gas plant district. Now, it would be very cool if the Rays are able to bring home a world championship to the City of St. Pete this year. But it'd be very cool if we're able to carry out those promises and those commitments that have been made in the past. Thank you.
Please welcome President of the African American Heritage Association, Ms. Gwendolyn Reese.
Whew. What a day. I think of two songs, A Change Is Gonna Come, Well, the Change Is Here, and a movie, Waiting to Exhale. I've been waiting to exhale, and today I am exhaling. The Rays are here to stay. There are former residents of the gas plant neighborhood. I see Wanda Stewart. I see Dr. Basha Jordan. His grandfather, this land that we are standing on, the City of St. Petersburg purchased this land from his grandfather to erect the gas plant. You talk about history. You talk about it coming back around. Dr. Jordan, we so appreciate everything Elder Jordan did for this community. the full community, not just the African-American community. I see Paul Stewart up there. I think Valerie Haynes is in here somewhere. I think Mary Murph may be here and Andy Walker. We are all proud residents of the Gas Plant neighborhood, and this is a wonderful day for us. It's not just a wonderful day for the city of St. Petersburg, for the Rays, for the Hines-Rays partnership. It is a wonderful day. And of course, our illustrious mayor is a descendant of the Gas Plant neighborhood. I can't leave him out. The mayor and I spoke a little earlier, and we knew that not only is this a glorious day, it's an emotional day. I see Deacon Reuben Mays over there, a former resident. This is an emotional day. The mayor and I both acknowledged that we just may have tears in our eyes at some point during this day. We've waited a long time. The mayor talked about the chair of the council, and I think of the commission. Everybody talked about the 40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we're waiting no longer. I'm so excited about today because now the work starts. And so I think I have Erica to thank for, signed, sealed, delivered. That was the perfect song. Whoever chose that song, today, signed, sealed, and delivered. And we can't wait to get started. During this entire process, the Rays reached out into our community because we wanted to hear your voices. That communication does not end today. That communication continues. We will be informing you. And when I say we, I'm a proud member of the Hines-Rays redevelopment team. We will be informing you, but more importantly, through our community outreach, you will be informing us. We will hear your voices, we will listen to your voices, and we will come back and let you know that we've heard you clearly. This team is like no other team I've ever worked with. And I can assure you that our commitment to the Gas Plant residents and to the city of St. Pete is one that I stand strongly in, I believe in, and I know that we will accomplish what we set out to do. This is indeed a glorious day. Not only are the Rays here to stay, but I want to end by saying, carpe diem, seize the day. Thank you.
Gwendolyn Reese, concluding this morning's program at Tropicana Field, the announcement of the definitive agreement to build a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays and develop the 86-acre historic gas plant site. A copy of this broadcast is archived at RadioSt.Pete.com.